Parliamentary elections in Turkish Cyprus ended in a deadlock between parties ready to reunite with the majority Greek part of the island and those opposed to an immediate settlement. Cyprus has been divided into ethnic Turkish and Greek areas since 1974, after Turkey invaded the island in response to a Greek-led coup. Yesterday's vote was widely seen as a referendum on whether to end the decades-long conflict. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Nicosia.
It wasn't the result pro-reconciliation parties were hoping for, but it was, nonetheless, an unusual enough outcome to cause celebration. Since 1974, political parties loyal to hardline Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş have dominated government here. Last night's election was the first time opposition parties eager to end the conflict actually won an election with the popular vote. Young voters like Ercan Toroş, tired of living under economic and diplomatic isolation, helped propel the opposition parties to power.
We want both sides to sit together and talk and sort this thing out.
Opposition leader Mehmet Ali Talat, a man prepared to lead the Turkish part of the island out of isolation, is now predicting the beginning of the end of the conflict.
Yes, we are at the end of the road, I am sure. It is the first time that Turkish Cypriots are very enthusiastic. They are very awakened. It is very unusual. It is unprecedented.
Unprecedented, perhaps, but the complicated electoral procedures in Turkish northern Cyprus mean pro-Denktaş and anti-Denktaş parties will evenly divide seats inside the Turkish Cypriot Assembly. It's a reflection of how deeply divided the 200,000-strong Turkish Cypriot community is. Celebrating as well last night were hardliners, including 45-year-old Bülent, a mother of two who was educated in Britain.
A big majority of the people don't want to be mixed with the Greeks. What we want, really, is two separate states.
That's what Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş wants as well. He opposes reunification of the island, which he believes will simply result in ethnic Greek domination. Instead, Denktaş and his hardline followers support a confederation for Cyprus, whereby two semi-independent states, based on ethnic lines, would form the country. Greek Cypriots strongly reject that idea. They regard Denktaş and his followers as rebels who occupy part of their territory. Opposition parties have vowed to remove Denktaş as the chief negotiator of the Turkish Cypriots, but the 80-year-old Denktaş is a man whose worldview is influenced by memories of the bitter conflicts between ethnic Turks and Greeks here in the 1960s and 70s. And he fears the opposition will sell out the Turkish Cypriot community.
Their vision of settling the Cyprus problem coincides with the Greek Cypriot vision of making Cyprus Greek.
The island, about the size of Massachusetts, isn't just divided along ethnic lines, but economic ones. Most of the international community has imposed economic sanctions on the breakaway northern region, leaving it isolated. The Greek part of the island is set to join the European Union next May. Unless rival Turkish parties can come to an agreement about how to end the conflict, Turkish Cypriots will likely be shut out of the EU and remain politically and economically dependent on handouts from Turkey. Guy Raz, NPR News, Nicosia in northern Cyprus.